Okay, yesterday we discussed Tosfos, the Chazal, and Tosfos had two of the shittas that we have in the four shittas of the Tzais. The Ri, which is similar to Shittas HaRamban, and the Rabbeinu Tam. Now today, I want to get to the Rambam Shita, which is the main focus today. But first, there's a problem with the Ri's chat. Somebody mentioned it briefly yesterday in Shir. And I see that Rav Baruch Ber has a piece on that Kasha B'Shem Rav Chaim. So let's try to review the Shittas that we discussed yesterday. Again, the kasha was that our Gemara is a steerer to the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Our Gemara says that there's a psul of the piksava when you see a star and you say Eidus. And in Bava Kamma it said that it's kosher. You're saying Eidus, you saw a star before it was burnt. That saying Eidus, you saw a star is good. So it's a steerer in whether Eidim who see a star are considered to be Eidus. This is the problem that all four of the Shittas HaRishayim come to answer. Now, what was the Ri's teretz? The first teretz in Tosfos. The Ri said that the ikur is the Eidim have to be telling the truth. If Eidim say, we saw a shtar, it's true. It's fine. Eidim say, we saw a shtar. The shtar has been destroyed since then. It was burned. The Eidim are telling the truth. And therefore, it's fine, they can say this, we saw a shtar, and Bezdin will rewrite the shtar, and everything will be good. No paskin based on the shtar. However, if they then walk into Bezdin, and they talk ki'ilu, they themselves saw it, and really, they don't remember seeing it. They only know that they saw it because they signed the shtar, looked at the shtar, and they figure if they signed the shtar, they know what they were they know what they were writing. So they're saying words that are not true. They're saying we saw Reuven lent Shimon money. It's not emes. That Eidus is not an Eidus. That was Tosfos, the Ri's Shita and the Ri's Teretz. Now the problem that we want to focus on today is that it doesn't stem with the Gemara. What are we saying? Why, if Eidim don't remember, but they say in Bezdin that we saw it in Ishtar, they don't say we saw it in Ishtar. They say in Bezdin, we saw Reuven borrow money. And they really don't remember it. What's the psul? Why is that no good? No. Mipik Sovim is not a problem. If they would say we saw Ishtar, it would be fine. They're not saying it. So what's the psul? Psul is that they're lying. Isn't that the psul loiteri? Loiteri, the Ri is saying that if they would say this, they saw the shtar, it would be fine. Bezdin would paskin based on the shtar. But if they're going to say, hey, this kiilu, they saw it, that's no good because they did. They don't remember seeing it. It's a sheker that they remember seeing it. So the kasha, the Rebbe Bez and the Berachas Shmuel Siman Tezvav. He says Reb Chaim asked that it doesn't stem with the Gemara. It doesn't stem. The Gemara says the psul is mipik savam, and the psul like Tosfos like the Ri is the psul that they're lying. It's a psul that they're saying what they didn't see. That's not what the Gemara says. So why is it no good? They're presenting themselves that they saw it, that they remember it. Okay, that's the pshat. I mean, because they're positive they saw it, they just, So what does the Ri mean, forgetting about Baruch Shmuel? What does the Ri mean? If they say they saw it and they don't remember, that's not Eidus. If they would come into Bezdin and say the truth, they'd be fine. They'd say, we see the shtar, the shtar is our signature, based on paskin on the shtar, that would be fine. The chashash of the Gemara is that they're not going to do that. So this is the kasha that somebody mentioned yesterday when we were talking in class, and it's a good kasha. Now, in order to answer this, Rav Baruch Ber has a Chakira, which also he brings B'Shem Rav Chaim. And I found that in the Shara Yashir, he declares the same Chakira, and Shar Zayin, we talked about Hilchos Seydis, in Perakot Gimel. He has a very nice clair. You have to work hard to come up with Nafka Minas. Let's go on the Gemara Bava Kama. There was a shtar. The shtar was Reuven and Shimon. People may not even be alive today. You and I saw the shtar. We went to someone's house and he said, "You want to see this?" He showed us the shtar. Then there was a fire. The shtar was burnt. So you and I go to Beis Din and we say, "Hey, this in Beis Din, we saw a shtar signed by two Eidim, with Kiyum, recognize the signatures. We saw a shtar signed by two Eidim that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon." So what does Beis Din do? They paskin, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Klaret Reb Chaim. What is that Beis Din's psak? What is the lumdis? What is that Beis Din paskining? When they paskin, Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Now Shimon owes Reuven money. Is that psak based on the Haggadah's Eidus of the people in front of us? You can learn the Haggadah's Eidus is based on the people in front of us. Just the people in front of us, how do they know that he borrowed? They didn't see it. They know it because they saw the shtar, which was later destroyed. So you can learn that paskening based on the people who are here today. Or you could say, no. Their psak is based on the shtar. On the Eidim Shemishtar. How do you know the Eidim Shemishtar exists? So you can know it by looking at it. Or you can know it by having two Eidim who looked at it. So that it could be a paskening based on the shtar, on the Eidim Shemishtar. You hear the Chakira. You hear the Shaila. A simple case. You and I come into Beis Din. We saw a shtar signed by Reuven and Shimon. It says Reuven owes Shimon $100. Beis Din paskins. Are they paskining based on us who are coming in now? Or are they paskining based on the Eidim Shemishtar? Just how do they know they're Eidim Shemishtar? Because we told them they're Eidim Shemishtar. Every Kiyum Shtar is the same thing. Not really, because really when you have a shtar in front of you, you really paskin based on the shtar. Eidim derachsum b'shtar be'etzem anemon. If no one tithes mezuyif, I don't have to kiyum. The kiyum is only to knock off the tithes mezuyif. Right? But Baruch Beth says he can clear exactly the same shaila when two Eidim come into Beis Din and they say that there was a psak in a previous Beis Din. I said it was a psak in a Beis Din that Reuven has to pay. And Reuven ran away. And many years later, Reuven and Shimon live in a new city. And two Eidim come and they say, "We saw there was a Dintayr in Beis Din, and Beis Din paskened." So, Vayta, we accept that. Those are good Eidus, a Gemara Makkos. It's fine. You say you saw Eidus in the end of Beis Din. It's good. Same Chakir. If you and I walk into Beis Din today, and we say that we saw a psak in Yenna Beis Din, is pshat Beis Din is paskening on our say-so? We are the mechayvim. Just how we mechayiv. It could be mechayiv because you know you saw Reuven borrow. It could be mechayiv because you saw Beis Din paskening that Reuven borrow. But lemaisa, it's me and you. Or you could learn, no, Beis Din's paskening based on the psak Beis Din. How did they know there was a psak Beis Din through us? But the mechayiv is the psak Beis Din. Anybody think of a nafka mina? Yeah, I have to come up with a nafka mina, huh? Nafka mina? Reb Shimon has the easiest nafka mina. He says, if an Eid Echad says, "I saw a shtar that was burnt." What's Shiloh? No, anybody? In Eid Echad comes into Beis Din. He says, "I saw a shtar." The shtar had two witnesses. "I saw a shtar," said Reuven owes Shimon the money, and it was destroyed. What's the Shiloh? Huh? should be believed to be mechayev mamon. So, because that is that a possibility that will be mechayev mamon based on that? Not really. See, two eid of mechayev mamon. We have one eid that says they want to eid. So the chayev shayla is not the mechayev mamon. What's a shayla? Huh? Mechayev shua. Is a klal kol mokim sheshnayim a mechayev mamon? Eid achol is mechayev shua. Right? Klal shas. The mamons. Whenever two eidim are mechayev mamon, one eid is mechayev shua. Subscription. Let's see. Achakira. If you learn that if you and I say we saw a star, we are the Mechaivim, you and I are the Mechaivim, you and I come into bed and we say we saw a star was destroyed. If you learn we're the Mechaivim of Mamin, we're the ones who obligate Tashlumei Mamin. So, Komachim Shishnaim Mechaivim Mamin, Eidach Mechaiv Shua. We should Mechaiv Shua. If it's only eight echad that saw the star, it's mechayev shvur. But if you don't learn like that, if you learn that when two eidim say they saw, you're not bad paskini based on the two eidim, they saw a star. You're paskini based on the star. So kol zman you know a star exists, you can paskin based on a star. If eight echad says a star exists, you can't paskin based on a star. The mechayev are not the people who say they remember the star, the Mechayiv is the star. That is the, that would be an afkamina between the two stars. What? The Eid Echad says there was a star. You want to be Mechayiv me to swear that there was no star. Because you want Mechayiv the Nitzvah to swear that there was no star. So he came mechayev him because there was a star, there was not a star. Komakim shnayim mechayev him mamon. Two would not be mechayev him that there's a star. They mechayev him to pay. So he came mechayev him more than. Let's say he would say he was in a different city. They didn't say he was in that city. We're not going to have to swear that he was in that city. If two are mechayev mamon, then one is mechayev.
But
not everything in Eid Echad says that contradicts me. Do I have to swear kinegdo? It's only in Eidus that two of you mechayev mamon, one is mechayev shvur. But just because Eid contradicts me, I don't have to have to swear kinegdo. And not everything in Eid Echad says that's a misnaget to me. Let's say Eid Echad says there was a star, and I would be my there's a star. It was mezuzah. Let's say I would say something. So there's nothing Eid Echad could do to me. Unless it's Shnayim Mechayev Imam, and then it's Tzadik Imam, you can do it. If the Eidim the Shnayim are Kroivim, if the Eidim say this currently are Kroivim today, the Shem Shtar, I'm not sure if there's a psul. If Eidim who say this now are craving to Eidim in the Shtar, we know a Korv could say Eidim. The Rif asked from Zeksav Yad Abba, right? Zeksav Abba. A person could say Eidim on a Shtar, even if he's a Korv to the Eidim in the Shtar. By Kiyum could be done by a Korv to Eidim Shuk Shtar. So Mustam, there's no psul kurva between the different sets of Eidim that you put. You need both. Mustam. Rav Baruch Be'er brings an interesting raya. Rav Baruch Be'er holds that you're mechayiv based on the original Eidim, not on the Eidim will come today. It's not the Eidim will come today, it's the original Eidim that are the mechayiv. And the Eidim will come today are just telling you they were original Eidim. But the Yemchayev based on the original Eidim is interesting raya. His raya is from Dinei Nefashis. The Gemara says in Makis that if two Eidim come to Bezdin And they say they saw in a previous test that they passed in Reuven's Chayiv Misa. So when the Chayiv Misa, yeah, two Eidim come, they don't say Reuven killed Shimon. It's like if you want to be a crooked Eid, it's an easier way out, no? Come to visit, they see Reuven killed Shimon, they can start asking all kinds of questions. How did he kill him? Where did he kill him? You don't say it. See, we saw Bezdin. Bezdin Paskin, Shimon is Chayiv, Reuven is Chayiv Misa. Somebody else might say, why they Chayiv Misa? But we saw Bezdin Paskin, Reuven is Chayiv Misa. Gemara says you're Chayiv Misa. So how's this a raya? I'll tell you the words. What Baruch Bez says, if you and I say Eidus, that Bezdin was Chayiv Reuven Misa, it can't be that the Chayiv Misa is from us. We didn't see the Siba of the Chayiv Misa. And by Dina Nefashis, there's a rule that you don't pass Tin Api Haidois. If someone's Maida, don't pass Tin Api Haidois. You have to see the Guf Hadavar. By Mamin, I told you yesterday, by Mamin, if we see that someone's Maida, and they say Atem Eidai, we see someone's Maida, it could be Mechayim Mamin. But by Nefashis, you don't pass it based on Haidois, you have to see the Guf Hadavar. So for Baruch Be'er, if two Eidim say Reuven's Chayiv Misa and Bezdin, and Bezdin says it's Chayiv Misa, the present Bezdin says, okay, we're going to give him Misa, it can't be that you and I, the ones who are here today, are the Mechayiv Misa. We don't have the power to be Mechayiv Misa. We didn't see the Siba of the Misa. So therefore it must be that the Psak is our P. We're saying there was a Psak Bezdin. And Bezdin today is going to do based on that Psak Bezdin. How did he know there was a Psak Bezdin? He didn't say there was a Psak Bezdin. But they're doing based on Yenef Psak Bezdin. That's the Hachra of Baruch Be'er. That every time two Eidim come and say, either we saw Psak Bezdin, or we saw a Shtar, they themselves are not the Mechayvim. People who say they saw a Shtar are not the Mechayvim. The Mechayvim are Yenef Shtar, which they're saying Eidim existed. When they say, hey, this it existed, that is the Mechayim. Not the Eidim who say they saw the Shtar. It's the Guf HaShtar, that's the Mechayim. That's his side. Yefshur Lahazima. Say they saw a Shtar. I don't know, it's a good question. Maybe they have to say they saw the Shtar, but Mokum Pliny is not Pliny. It's not Pliny. They have to say when they saw it and where they saw it. Then it could be Mazim. Rav Shimon style with Baruch Be'er is always confusing Nafgaminas. Rav Shimon is much clearer. Baruch Be'er was a genius. Confusing things was simple to him. So it's always hard to learn the Baruch Shemot. Shari Yasher is written. Reb Shimon is Shari Yasher. Again, what was his nafkamina in this Chakira? Again, the Chakira is, do we pass him based on these Eidim or on the Shtar Eidim? So his nafkamina was, if an Eid Echad says, I saw a Shtar that was burnt, is he Mechayiv Shvur? If they're the Mechayivim, the present people are Mechayivim, they can Mechayiv Shvur. If the present people are just establishing that there was a Shtar, then they can't. So, Rav Shimon's nafkamina was where an Eid Echad says he saw a Shtar. So, Rav Shimon, what about the reverse? Two Eidim say they saw a Shtar that had an Eid Echad. Yeah? Two Eidim come into Bezdin. They say they saw a Shtar, either the Shtar had an Eid Echad, or that two Eidim, the Mechayim, one signature. As far as Bezdin is concerned, I want to call it a Shtar, but it's not two Eidim. But as far as Bezdin is concerned, there's one Eid, it's just an Eid Echad. Two Eidim say they saw a Shtar that has an Eid Echad. Is that Mechayim Ishvur? Baitet, the same Chakira backwards. If the Mechayim are these two Eidim, they can't be Mechayim anything. They don't know anything. One Eid is not knowing. If the Mechayiv is the Shtar, so then it's Mechayiv Shvuah. We know there's a Shtar with an Eid Echad, because we have two witnesses who told us. So now we know there's a Shtar with an Eid Echad. v'chayev shvuah. He brings that this is a machlokes in the Sivas, the Siman Lamed, Sukkot and Chaf Aleph, who says there's no chiyuv shvuah. And the Shar Mishpat, who argues and says there is a chiyuv shvuah. So Rav Shimon says, we have a machlokes hapaiskim, the Chayshim Mishpat, who is the machayev? Is it the people who are here alive today? In which case, there is a chiyuv shvuah. That would be the sheet of the Shar Mishpat. Or is it the Eidim Shabishtar? And then there, if the Mechayiv is the Eidim Shabishtar, so then you have to be able, then the two Eidim are coming here today are telling us there was a Shtar, but then there's a Shtar, then it's Mechayiv Ishvur. So again, if the Mechayiv are the two people in front of us, when they saw an Eid Echad, it's nothing. No Chiyiv Ishvur. If the Mechayiv is the Eid Echad and the Shtar, well, if there's two Eidim, there's not two. If there's one, there's Mechayev Eshua. It's the Shita Shara Mishpat. Hayoytze Midavareinu, at least by Rav Baruch Ber, is that the Mechayev by Rav Baruch Ber are the Eidim in the original Shtar. The Eidim in the original Shtar, they are the Mechayevim. Now, let's get back to Tosfos, Targumar. We had a problem. An Eid Echad walks into Bez. Not an Eid Echad. Two Eidim walk into Bez. And they say, we saw Reuven borrow from Shimon. Or the Gemara's case is, we saw Reuven give Kedushin to Shimon. Where do they really know it from? They know it because they saw a Shtar. They know it because they saw a Shtar. They don't remember it. They saw their own Shtar, but they know it because they saw a Shtar. They don't know it themselves. So we learned in the read, why are they possible? Because they're lying. They're saying they saw it, Kivu, they remember it. They didn't see it. They don't remember seeing it. So we had a problem that they're possible because they're lying. So to far off back. If you could say Eidus Mepik Savam, it would be okay. Because since the Mechayiv are not the two people in front of us, it's a Shtar, it would be kosher mepik sava, then I could say it happened based on ksav. Just like if eid mepi eid would be kosher, if you tell me something, I could say it. If eid mepi ksav is kosher, when I say it, I'm not saying if mepi sava would be kosher. I'm not saying paskin based on me. I'm saying I saw mepi ksava. Even though I don't say the words mepi ksava, I say I know it happened. If mepi ksava would be kosher, it would be good. Because the Haggadah says this is Mechayiv al-Pi Diksav. The Gemara says the Psul is Mepiksavam, because if there would be a din that Eidus Mepiksav is a Gufa Eidus that's kosher, then it would be an Eidus that's kosher, then there wouldn't be any problem that they're lying. They're not lying. They say we know that Reuven borrowed Shimon, Kilu they remember. But it's Kilu they remember if Mepiksavam is good. Heyois Mepiksavam is possible. They would have to say, Eidus, they saw a Shtar. And we would pass it not on their words. We would pass it based on the Shtar. So when they say they saw a Shtar, it's nothing. If there's a big Sava. If we can pass it based on the Shtar, it's good. But they have to tell us they saw a Shtar. Kids, if I go into Bezdin, I say, Rumei borrow money from Shimon, because I saw a Shtar. If I would be the aid, if when I say I saw the Shtar, you would be passing me based on me. So then I could say it's Mepi Ksav also. If you know Psul Pi Ksav, I could say it's based on Ksav too. I could say that this kid, I know it happened. But Hayyois, Demis is not that way. Demis is, you don't pass him based on me, you have to pass him based on the Shtar. And there's a Psul Mepi Ksav. Mela doesn't work. The Mela is Sarvan saying it based on Ksav. This is where Baruch Ber's pilful to explain the re, and that's some chakir is a nice chakir. Okay, this is Rab Chaim number one for today. Let's move on to the second Rab Chaim. Right, the second Rab Chaim is the Rab Chaim on Shita Sarambam. The Rambam Shita, which we hear about very often, is that shtaris are a din d'rabbanan. Choice that we had yesterday presents it as the fourth shita, that all shtaris pashtus are derabanan. And it's interesting, the lashon, the Rambam is in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Eidos Halacha Zayin. Sorry, Halacha Dalid. Din Torah, She'im Mekablin Eidus, Loi B'dinei Mominis, V'loi B'dinei Nefashis, Elam Epi Eidim. She'nemer Apishnayim Eidim, Epi Em V'loi Mitzav Yadon. Avol, Medivrei Seifrim, She'chaitzin Dinei Mominis, V'eidus She'bishtar, Afopi She'in Eidim Kayamin. Why? Kidei Sh'loi Tinoldel, that's what they love. We learned many times that it's E'efshir to run Mominis without Shtaris. See, Efsher, you're going to buy a house, you're going to have to get Edim that are going to live forever. Because once they die, you can't prove it's your house. So, even Chazak has Gemel Shanim, you still need Edim. You need people who are alive. So the Chazal will miss Sakim at Divrei Seifrim and Dinei Mominis. Now, what's interesting to me is that the Kesef Mishnah brings our Gemara as a makar for the Shitas Rambam. As he brings our Gemara, Taisus Kasha, and he says that's where the Rambam comes from. So it's interesting, we learned since Pesach one daf. Daf that had very little to do with Yavamis, but has some, a lot of Yisaidis plugged into this blot. And that the Ketzer Mishnah brings from Arba Achim, Laman Aleph, Laman Beis, as a marker for this. Just wonder, Chaim doesn't talk about this, but we had above a pastor that did Yirmiyah. When Yirmiyah said the Nevuah on the Chorban, so he said that Klai Yisrael is going to come back. He gave them business advice. He told everyone to invest in real estate in Israel because it's a long term investment. He said, now you can buy real estate cheap. When the Nebuchadnezzar has a siege around the city, people will sell very cheap. So he told them, Sodeis Bekesef Yiknu, Chosam Bishtar. He said to hide it in Klicheres Manyam Du Yamim Rabim. That in 70 years you'll come back, children will come back, you'll own plenty of real estate in Yerushalayim, very cheap. How do you learn that? He said, Kisvu Bishtar V'Chismu. How's the Rambam going to explain that? It's already a Durabana, maybe. In Yirmiyah's time, they already had the Durabana. Shtaraya, but the Rambam holds Shtaraya is only the Rabban. We pass Gemominis Apianan Sadi, right? We know we pass Gemominis Apianan Sadi. Why isn't every Shtar, let's say there's no Shtar in our Torah. Why isn't it remain in an Sadi? No? Let's say there's no Shtar in our Torah. So we say Chazaka, you know, the prayer Tazmana, it's an Ansadi, he didn't pay Tazmana. Why the Rambam made every shtar, even though shtar is the Rabbanan, why isn't every shtar live in an Ansadi that there was a loan? No? That's the answer. There's Hakasov. Leiman Pisa. So it's not an Avis. But Umdin is, we pass the moment based on Umdin, don't we? Ain't Adam, what's it say? We have a Chazak, a person wouldn't see someone else in his field, to be shy for 3 years. So we pass the Imam in his face. The answer, like the Rambam? No? Why isn't every shtar an ansadi? Some it is. Some it is. It's just not commission after it doesn't the best. Maybe that's what it means. Shtar is not an ansadi. If you have a shtar, that too early for you to sign. What? You won't be able to manai from Mishubad. Yeah, it's not Mustafa though, the whole Takonet Rabbanan was from Mishubad. Shalatil Dasa Lavan Mimental from Mishubad. Make a call. You're changing the Rambam very much. I said Rambam's Takonet was only for that. Maybe the Rambam means, and that's how it would be, but if that Kamishnech Goy does in the bed, to give a Shtar such a kayach, I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer to that is. Anyway, the Rambam Shita is the Shtar Sadr Rabbanan. The Ramban, his famous Kashis, asks, you all know, right? Where's the Ramban ask from? Huh? Shtar Sadr Raisa for sure. Gittin and Kedushin. Gittin is a Pasuk and Kedushin is Mashin Avaya Yitzil Avaya. So the Ramban asks from Gittin the Kedushin. So the short version of the answer, what's the easy version of the answer? That Gittin Kedushin are not a Shtar Raya. Gittin and Kedushin are a Shtar Kinyan. You want to get married? Get married with a Shtar. You want to prove it? Mecha Teisi. Who says you can prove it? Mecha Teisi, you can prove it. A Gittin Kedushin, Torah only says that a give a get is Mekudeshes. If you give a Ksuah a Kedushin, then it's Mekudeshes, a Shtar Kedushin. Who says it's a good Shtar Raya? That would be the short version of the answer. So Reb Chaim explains that that answer is not really good. Because the word Shtar, the definition of a Shtar is something that has aims. A shtar is something that has on it some type of a Haggadah Seidus. We spoke about whether you can give a get b'ksav yad. Right, you remember that from Mordechai and Esther? The Rashba asked why they give a get b'ksav yad. The Tosha says you can't give a get b'ksav yad, you need Eidim. To be a shtar, you need Eidim. So Reb Chaim explains the Ramban's Kasha in two parts. First of all, how could a get be a shtar kinyan? How could a get a shtar to wife a kinyan if there's no eidus? It's heistish kein shtar. Definition of a shtar is a ksav sheyesh bei eidus. Otherwise, a piece of paper with words on it. Shtar means eidus. And secondly, the Ramban needs to ask, how is a get a shtar raya? Because we know that if a woman moves into town and she's the cheskeseshes ish, and she comes into town, she shows us a get, we allow her to remarry based on it. Can't be on a derabbanan dikaraya, we would let her remarry. She's the cheskeseshes ish. So that really, there are two parts to the kasha. One kasha is, how is it a good shtar kinyan? And if it can't be a shtar kinyan if it doesn't have a shem shtar. And the second kasha is, how could it be a good shtar raya? Shtar raya, that's no difference to getting the kedushin and kol ha'torah kula. To be a shtar raya, it needs has to be a shtar raya min ha'torah. What's there is a shtar raya that she's divorced, a shtar raya that you borrowed money. So this is the way Reb Chaim explains the Ramban's kasha. His arichus, why is he marach to explain the kasha? He wants to prevent the short teretz that the Velt says. The Velt says a quick teretz that the Ramban's kasha is not a kasha because getting the kedushin is pile getting pile kedushin. It's not a raya. It sounds like too easy a teretz that the Ramban would have missed it. That's why Reb Chaim explains that the Ramban meant two kashas. First of all, it can't be a Shtar Kinyan without Edom. So it's got to be Edom there. And secondly, it's a Shtar Raya also. Lamaisa, we know we use it as a Shtar Raya. A woman comes in with a Shtar Kinyan, do we let her remarry? How can we let her remarry? And Dovah Shaber, and Potsu Bishnaim, and Edom on Dovah Shaber. Can't be a Drabanan that we allow to remarry. So this is the way Reb Chaim presents the kasha. Reb Chaim answers, that the Torah in the parsha of Gittin Kedushin was mechadesh for us that there is such a thing as a Shtar Kinyan. The Torah was mechadesh for all of us, there's such a thing as a Shtar Kinyan, a Shtar that's Poyol, a Kinyan. Now Kinyan is not only Gittin Kedushin. In Mominus also, you can sell a field with a Shtar Kinyan. There's such a thing as a Shtar Kinyan. Since Reb Chaim's whole Hanocha, when he explained the Kasha, was it can't be called a Shtar without Eidim. The word Shtar, the definition, the type of Shtar, is a paper that has witness assigned to it. Otherwise, a Shtar, a person writes things down, that's nothing, that's not Shtar. A Shtar min HaTorah, when it says in the Torah that you can be Megarish with a Shtar, because of Anasa B'yada, it means a Shtar Kinyan. Befrat, Reb Chaim says, in the old Eide Chassima Karti, what is Eide Chassima Karti? It means the taich of a get is that the Eide Chassima are pile. Now how do we paskin? Eide Mesira Karti. We really paskin Eide Mesira Karti. But the Rambam himself learns af Eide Mesira Karti. That we paskin either or. Either Eide Chassima or Eidei Mesira. Right, you all know that, right? You all know that you can do either one? Huh? You were at weddings. You know every ksuba is Eidei Chassima. And sometimes they do Eidei Mesira also. But they always do ksuba with Eidei Chassima, right? Obviously we pass an Eidei Chassima karti. We pass an Eidei Mesira karti, and the Torah says we pass an either or. Eidei Mesira karti and Chassima karti. It's rather makbid that Eidei Chassima and Eidei Mesira are the same. Not sure why they have to be the same. It's probably either or, but anyway, the makbid should be the same name. Chutzlar, so we need extra kibbutim to go around. So, if you hold Eidei Chassima karti, al korchach, you need Eidei Chassima to have a Shem Shtar, not as a raya. As a Kenyan, to be a Shtar Kenyan, you have to have Kibishnech Kredus on the desk. You have to have signatures, and there has to be an assumption that kosher. If there's no assumption that kosher, invite it's nothing. Eidech Sima Karti is Poyo, because there's a Shtar, and it's Kibishnech Kredus on the desk. Now, Zot Reb Chaim, once the Torah is Mechadish, Shtar Kenyan, in a Shtar Kinyan, you have to have Eidus that are commissioned Ech Geruva Bezdin to make it a Shtar Kinyan. Because as we said, Reb Chaim's Yisoid is, it can't be called a Shtar without Eidei Chassima, without Eidim in the Shtar, or Eidim in Syria. But to be called a Shem Shtar, you need Eidim signing it. You need Eidim or Eidim on the Syria. Those Eidim are commissioned Ech Geruva Bezdin to be a Shtar Kinyan. So Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds, really, there's no such thing as a Shtar Raya. There is such a thing as a Shtar Kinyan. That's the aside. The Rambam holds, Shtar Raya is the Rabbanan, Shtar Kinyan is the Raisa. But once Shtar Kinyan is the Raisa, that includes a statement that Nasu Kamish Nechre Dusan Bevez. It can't be a Shtar Kinyan without witnesses. And witnesses have to be Kamishnech Gredus and Bevezdim. Once it's Kamishnech Gredus and Bevezdim, Memegla, it's a Raya. It's a Memegla Dikapoyal Yaitzeh of every Shtar Kinyan, that's a Shtar Raya. Because since Shtar Kinyan need Eidim to be called a Shtar, the Rambam's Kasha is Gebait on that assumption that every Shtar Kinyan needs witnesses. Memela, once it's commissioned after Waitus and Bebezdin, Memela applies the Shtar Raya. So to sum up, Shita Saramba, after we finish the Reb Chaim's Teretz in the Rambam, Shita Saramba means there's no such thing as Shtar Raya in our Torah. No such thing as a Shtar Raya. There is such a thing as Eidim Asumim Bishtar Nasu Kamishta Koridus and Bebezdin. If there's no such thing as a shtar, how could there be such a thing as Eidim Asumim Bishtar Kamishta Nachkarum? The answer is by Shtar Kinyan. By Shtar Kinyan, we have a Kabbalah of Eidim and Nachtamim Bishtar Kamishta Koridus and Bebezdin. By Shtar Kinyan. Memela Tzaraya. Once we have the rule, Memela Tzaraya. Shtaraya, Shtaraya, the Rabbana made up. Shalai Timabel, some they love. This is the Hezber in the Rambam. The Ramban obviously holds, it doesn't make sense, Timachaki, Shtaraya, Shtarakinya. This sits rather well. I mentioned to you, when we started the Sugya, there's a Machlaikis, how to pronounce it, Beis Dal Reshud Ri Adabari in the Ksais, Tshuva Machlaikis, if there's such a thing as a Shtaraya for Kedusha, pure Shtaraya by Kedusha, Chazal set up such a thing, a pure Shtaraya by Kedusha. The Rambam holds there's no such thing because there's only Shtar Kinyan and Shlaitil Adamas by Mom, and they make Shtaraya. There's no Shtaraya for Kedusha. That would follow from the Rambam Shita. The Raivin holds Shtar Raya is a Din Torah. So like the Rambam, it could be there. There is such a Shtar, unless just right this way now. Okay, so we have today two Reb Chaims. First Reb Chaim was going on a burnt Shtar, the Baruch Be'er B'Shem Reb Chaim. When Edim say Edis on a Shtar, the Chakira, if we're accepting today's Edim, or we're accepting the Edim that they testify exists. And then we have the second Reb Chaim, which you have to remember is only an explanation of Shita Saramba. But in the Shita Saramba, he's made it other Rishayim Amir. But in Shita Saramba, he says this verse that Shtar Kinyan by definition is a Shtar. And since Shtar Kinyan by definition is a Shtar, it has to have Kibishna Kredus and Mimez, and Mimele to Shtar Raya as well. The third Reb Chaim is this, we opened up the Grach al Rambam till to say this. The first piece is the Reb Chaim I just told you. The second piece in Hil to say this is Perikay. Is the Reb Chaim that we mentioned numerous times. Let me read to you the Rambam, and I hope you'll all remember where we're going with this. Rambam Perikay Alacha Vav says the following. Now, before we read it, I just have to remind you, there's a din of Nimtza Echabehem Karev Apostle. The whole Eidus is Bavli. You know that, right? Right? If three Eidim or ten Eidim come in front of us, say Eidus together, and one of them is a Karev, so we pass on the whole cat. Could be two, could be three, could be ten. Pass on the whole cat. Nimtza Echabehem Karev Apostle, Eidus and B'tei. So I'd like you to ask people the following question. Okay, I've asked it to you in the past. Go over there to a ventura and ask them the following question. Let's say the father of the chosin is against the chosin. He's not happy who his son is marrying. Let's say the father of the chosin is not happy who the chosin is marrying. So he has an eitzah under the chuppah. Let him watch the kedushin. Have a mind to be an eid. It'll be Nimsechme and Karev Apostle, and the whole Eidus will be Bavli. So what's the answer? What? So the answer is, you only apostle if the Eidim were Mechavim to say Eidus together. If you're not Mechavim to do it together, there's no Nimsechme and Karev Apostle. Right? Ma yasu shnei echad, or shnei achim ve'echad, shiro ve'echad shargis ha'nefesh. If somebody kills somebody in front of two brothers, 100 people, could be part of because Echabe Akar Apostle. No, only if you mechavin to say Eidus together. Good.
So the Rambam has the following shayla. Shtar shayu edim merubim. You have a shtar with a lot of edim. 3, 4, 5 edim. The nimsa echa meyem pasol. And one of them is a pasol. Oy shebem shtayim kreivu zelazeh. What's it in? You hear? 3 edim signed a ksuba. 2 of them are kreivim. There's 2 are kreivim to each other, so there's 1 still kreivim. One of them is apostle. So Ramah says, you call them and you ask them, did you say this together? You find out if they meant to say this together throughout the whole shtar. But such a Rambam, v'hari eino edim kayamim k'dei l'shalaisam. The edim are not alive, but they're not here. We can't ask them. Someone brings a shtar, apostle, and 2 others are there. A karim and 2 others are there. So what should be the din if you can't ask? I would have thought it's possible. So it says, Tiskayim ha'edis b'shar. In the time of the edis with the k'shem. Why? So to Rambam, Lomo mekayim ha'edis b'shar. So to Rambam, Shaharei efshar. It's possible. Shechos mo'ak sherim. Sherim son. V'nyuchu mokim l'godol l'asayim. And they left room for another person to sign. Why did they leave a space? Because the older, the God was supposed to sign first. Like Suma by Chasna, when they come to sign, you ask if one of them is older than the other, he signs first. So he knew mother will go to Larson. And it's possible that the Kar of Apostle signed without their knowledge. What's fair about this Rambam? Sharei efshu shachas b'akshev v'nichu makam l'god l'asad. The shver is, what are we doing with the shtar? We're being mighty mami. What does the Rambam say? How can you be mighty mami? Harei efshur, could be not. Efshur is possible. So how are you mashur a shtar because of efshur? So Reb Chaim, no, as Reb Chaim say, peyach hashtar. Reb Chaim here buys his inside this Rambam. I mentioned to you other cases. Reb Chaim is here on this Rambam. The Rambam says that we're going to be Teveh Momen from Mishtar, which is Efshur Kosher. Yes, Shari Efshur. What are the odds? What are the odds? You have 3 Edom signed. What are the odds? 2 signed and left the space for someone else. And punked to someone else. They wanted to leave with the Kosher and the Apostle came. Very small odds. It's Efshur. Shitas HaRambam is that if it's Efshur, we're Mekayim Shtaris, Koyach HaShtar, which in English means every Shtar has an assumption of Kashrus. Every Shtar that comes in front of us is assumed to be a Kashrus Shtar. That is the idea of Koyach HaShtar. Now, combine that with what we just learned, the light the Rambam all shtaris at the Rabbanon comes out the chiddush atzum that the Rabbanon were misakin. They were misakin. You have a shtar. The shtar is assumed to be kosher. If someone tanis mezuyif, you have to be mekayim it. But stama, you have to be mekayim. The shtar is assumed to be kosher, and that we call kayach shtar. That is the Raya, it's a klar raya from this Rambam. And the Mela, we have our third concept from Reb Chaim for today. I'm just wondering, Frankel Rambam made a lot of problems because he collected Shinui Nuschais that slug up a lot of rayas. Anyway, here he doesn't. Okay. It's such a strange nusach. Sharei Efshur. Efshur Shechasmu, that's why it's kosher. Here he does it. Okay. Okay, so these are the 3 times on the Sugya. There's still Reb Naftali. Maybe Thursday we'll still finish up the Sugya. What I would like from you is the following. As I told you, I'm on my way to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, Bezus Hashem. I hope to be back early Thursday morning. I would like one last gasp to beg you to chazer the yanim of chazaka the meikara. I do have sheets that have basically, as I told you, I say three lines of the chazara sheet, three machloitzim. I'd like you to be able to fill out. It's an honor system. I'm going to put the test sheets in the drawer. I'd like you to get a hold of them. First chazer, get a hold of them, complete them, and return them to me. And I know not everyone here has guts, but don't. It takes. It's just to be smart. Put in the hours. The chazer chazak in meikara. You'll see that we'll have the key in by you. Chazak in meikara. If you chazer it, chazakov, chazak in meikara. If then. I really would like everybody to please do it. And Thursday, we're going to learn the last Nakudas here in the PM along the Peak Sovereign. I'd like to ask for Taiva. I gave it a lot of thought about what to do. After Thursday, we have either 8 or 9 Shurim left. Usually the last day of this month is a Shmuz. So I'm not sure we're ending on the Wednesday, the Thursday of the second week. So we have either 8 or 9 Shurim left. We could continue. But go on to the next mishnah and go back to the sugyas of Achaisisha and Zika, which to go back to for 8 days, Zika, Achaisisha, and Eshesach. I'm not sure. I personally, for myself, would rather go back to Asei Derech HaLaisaseh. Asei Derech HaLaisaseh is basically 8 or 9 amudim, starting from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. I'd like to do, just for myself, and I assume it's good for you too. The chazer in Amid a day, it'll be shir. I'll give you a chazar shir on it. But the chazer in Amid a day, I will say Dechel Eisasei. You know, it's going to pass. I don't know when the next time you're going to learn Yevamis is. I don't know when the next time I'm going to learn Yevamis. Yevamis is not a mesech that people learn many times in their lives. It's not the type of thing that you make a lunchtime chavrusa at work and you say, hey, let's learn Yevamis. Usually the mesech that people choose. So maybe you should. But Asei Derech HaLaisaseh had Yisoides that had to do with Tzitzis and Klayim, your vague recollections, I think, of Shua, Tevi, and Nais, whatever that meant. So I'd like to ask you, don't come into Shia without Chazer. So I'm going to do a whole Amid and try to go through the Yisoides. If you didn't Chazer, it's going to be like a blur. It's not going to make sense to you. I'm going to try to go through it quickly. It's good for me. I happen to have a wedding every single night of those 8 or 9 nights, except for one Sunday where I'm speaking somewhere. So it's going to be mechayiv me to learn. I'm happy to do it. Some that's a mechayiv is what you have to look for. So humor me, put the time in. Chazah say Derech HaLaisaseh. It's also the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara is the kashas to Yibum, and then bang goes off into Asei Derech HaLaisaseh. Okay, so you have your work cut out. Next 2 days, chazah to the meikara, please. And please get a hold of the test paper and take and do it. And it's Hashem Thursday, we'll finish this sugya, and next week we'll do a Seder.